Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're in the 14th chapter of Hilchos Trumas, Halacha Ches. Now, Ches is totally not understandable until you get to the Ketzad. All right, so don't even begin to ask any questions, because then maybe after the Ketzad, maybe you'll understand what the Rambam meant. Okay, but he's speaking in riddles. Okay, first line is pretty simple, but the rest gets very tricky. Hatruma vado. If you have certain truma that falls into chulin, oser b'meya will prohibit it up to 100. Okay, not including 100. It will prohibit the and make it meduma, make it contaminated. Usveika, if it's a suffek of truma, oser b'chamishim, it will prohibit it if it's only against 50. Now, where's that 50 coming from, you're wondering? That's a good thing. I know, you never heard of it. That's the first thing you don't understand. Second thing you understand is, vein la heter, and there's no way to permit it when it's in the 50, elabarov, if you have a majority against it. Okay? But, vimhoyer b'yoser mechamishim, but if the suffix fell into more than 50, vein ein srichem rov, you don't need a majority. What does that mean? We have no idea what it means without the Ketzad. No idea what it means. And we'll do the Ketzad, and then after the Ketzad, we'll try to reread these lines and see if we have an idea of what it means. Ketzad. So this runs right through. Ches and Tes, it's one long halacha, straight through, all the way till the end of Tes. I don't know how you have it in your English, but my Ches and Tes is combined. Or rather, no, really, now in mine, Tes begins the Ketzad. All right, but anyway, but that's how I would read it next in my text. Test is Kate said, what's the example? All right, let's start off like this. The simple halacha. Te'ena achas, one fig of truma, shenafla tishim v'tisha, that falls into 99 of chulin, v'harei hamea kayam, and we still have the entire amount, the 100. I mean, the one falls into 99, and there's 100 there. You're wondering, why is the Rambam emphasizing this? You'll see in a minute why. To exclude what the next case is. Okay, so obviously it's only 1 to 99, and Truma fell into Chulin, Hakol Asur Lazorim. Everything's prohibited to non-Kohanim. That's the obvious halacha. And what do? You have to sell it all to the Kohen and give him one for free, as it were. That's good. Kamosha, as we already explained. Now life gets exciting. Nafla Achas. Okay, now if one saw of truma or whatever, one fig falls in. Now don't read mechamishim. I don't know what your has, but it should say letoch chamishim, into 50. If one falls into 50, now you can say, well, what's to talk about? But here's the new little knetch that we haven't had. We have one, it falls into 50. But then the of the achas minakol, you had one in the 50 at 51. So it's usur, right? A few minutes later, one fig falls out. Now, we could say, well, which one fell out? Mm-hmm. It's a suffix. Did the truma fig fall out? Did the non-truma fig fall out? Well, you say, well, it's a 50 to 1 chance that's non-truma. We'd figure it's the non-truma fell out and the truma's still in there. That's what you'd figure, right? Well, anyway, so naflach of le chamishim v'av dachs minakol. So now the question is, Shema achas mina chulin hishav. Maybe it's one of the chulin that fell out. Wouldn't help us at all. Or ha'achas shenafla hishav. Or maybe the one of truma that fell in fell out too. And that would be great. Well, guess what? Too bad, man. It was usur. It was contaminated. We don't assume that the one of truma fell out. Or at best, it's a suffix. But anyway, hare elasers. All 50, remember, there's not 51 now, because it had one into 50, and then one fell out. So it's not 50. Hey, Lazarus, but there's a way to change it. Why? Because something fell out. This is a new thing we've had now. Until now, we said, well, the thing fell out, it was there. But now, we dealt with, okay, so from there, it fell in somewhere else. But now you had one fell into here, right? And now, one fell out.
Because we always said you can't dilute it on purpose.
I understand. But here, it's usur at sheyirba aleihem chulin mimokom acher. It's usur until you now, and you may initially add chulin from somewhere else. to give you enough of 100 against the one.
Only because it fell out.
Right? Because something fell out. And remember, it's only Isser Derabbanan anyway. Remember, you Deraisa, you only need Batel Barov.
That's a suffix.
All right, and it's a suffix. So what do you have to add now to make it a majority? Well, what do we got here? We got 50. So how many would you have to add now to give yourself a majority to nullify it? You have to do 51.
The
Yosef Aleim Chamishim Te'enim Ve'echod Yosef Alakol. You add 51 more to what you had 50. So now you've now for sure nullifying that. All right? So that's what he means with the rov. However, let's try another case. Vimnofla achas shel truma l'toch hamishim ve'echod. What if one thing of truma fell into 51? And then va'avda achas min hakol, and then one falls out, and we still have a 50-to-1 ratio. Huter hashar lezorim. The rest is permitted to non-Kohanim, but since there's a suffix, maybe that's when truma fell out. Therefore, it's enough with the 50 against the 1. So now let's reread the beginning of Ches and see what he's saying now. Let's reread the beginning. Hatruma vado, if it's vadai truma, we know, oser b'meah. It ushers it until 100, right? Usveika, with a safe suffix, oser b'chamishim. Right? 1 into 50. Now, what's the suffix? Well, we already now explained what the suffix is. That 1 fell into 50, and then 1 fell out. So there's still, it's in 50. It's still usser. Ve'ein la heter, it doesn't have, you can't make it permitted, the 1 into 50. Ela barov, unless you have a rov. What's the rov? If you put another 51 in, you can mevatel it. But v'im ha'yser b'yoser mechamishim, it was more than 50, 1 into 51, then ain't it shrich a rov? You don't need a rov when one falls out, because then we'll assume that you it could be it fell out. And when I have, and this is the chiddush, this 1 to 50 works. This is the chiddush. 1 to 50 works
if one fell out
afterwards. That's the chiddush that the halacha tells us here. Yeah.
Does one fall out, or does one wink, wink, wink fall out?
No. It has to fall by itself. Not
it
that you took it out.
It's kind of convenient.
What can I tell you? That's where. So you could have me. You can be mavatal since it's a suffix. If it was 1 into 50,
oops,
you could add 51. But if it was 1 into 51. Then it is permitted to strangers.
And nothing leads us to believe that when the one that went in is also the one that fell out, because it just sort of bounced in and out.
No.
And it's more likely it's
no.
later.
Not really. Okay, next. Yud. Okay, next couple are a bit easier. Sa'ah truma, one saw of truma, shenafla lepachos mimea, falls into less than 100. But what are we going to say? We're going to add a little knach here. Till now we've been talking falling into chulin. Now let's change it up a little bit. And let's have one of truma falling into less than 100 of one of the following three. Let's say it falls into maiser rishon shelo nitla trumoso. It falls into the maiser rishon that a levi received, his maiser rishon. He had not yet given trumas maiser on his miser. So for him, it's like a tevel, so to speak. It hasn't been tithed, but the coin's truma fell into it. Okay? Or let's say one self's coin's truma fell into miser sheni. You have miser sheni. You have to take Yerushalayim. You've separated a second tithe that's got to go to Yerushalayim. You haven't redeemed it yet, so it's holy. And truma falls into that. Or the hektish. Or it falls into hektish. I consecrated 50 apples to the Beis HaMikdash. And now one apple of truma falls in, or something like that. Velo niftu. So, and these last two cases, they were not redeemed. In other words, it's still either untithed or not taking Yerushalayim, which is holy, or it belongs to Beis HaMikdash, which is holy. So now the question is, so what's going to happen? We've got truma that can only be eaten by a kohen falling into miser. Well, what do you think is going to happen to that miser? What would you say would be the status of that mice without looking at the halacha?
Truma's mice?
Yeah, falls in. No, it falls into the Levi's Meiser, and he hadn't tithed it yet. Right. So what would you say is halacha? Should be the same thing as falls into chulin. It's all meduma. It should all go to Kohen. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. We haven't redeemed anything. We haven't given anything to the Kohen yet. You still have to separate Trumas Meiser. So we have to deal with that. And what are you going to do with the stuff that hasn't been redeemed yet? So that's the extra knach that we have to deal with over here. So v'nidma hakol, and everything is now mixed up with Truma. That means it really can only be eaten by the Kohen. But we've got a lot of issues that have not been taken care of yet. So it goes through each one of them. Im la Meiser Rishon Nafla, if it fell into Meiser Rishon. So let's think about it. What do we do when it falls into Chulin? What do we say when it falls into Chulin? Let's say one fell into 99 of Chulin. What was the halacha?
It's a mixture.
So what do we do? What do we do with it? What do we do? Just sit around and look at it?
A Kohen has to be given.
You sell it to the Kohen at a bargain price, except for one.
Yeah.
So he pays for 99 at a reduced rate and one for free. Okay, what are we going to do over here? So let's say the Levi had, Achves, I don't know, he had 99 pieces of Meiser that he had not given anything to the Kohen. So what are you going to do? You just sell it all to the Kohen? No. We got to calculate what the Kohen had coming to him before you sell it to him. So how much does he have? So Yikare, the Levi must call out a shame, a name, with Trumas Meiser for the Trumas Meiser. So let's figure out like this. Let's say one thing of Truma fell into 99 of Meiser. So now the Levi says, okay, I am now going to give Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. How much is that? 9.9. That's a tenth. 9.9 belongs to the coin. Now you've got 100 here. One was Truma, 99 was Meiser. So now you've got 99 that he has to give to coin, plus the one that was Truma.
Yeah.
10.9. What's left on the other end? 81, 10.9, 89.1. So what you do is you sell him 89.1 because that was not coin to the coin at all at the reduced rate, but that, 10.9, that he gets as a gift. Yeah. And that's how you square everything away. That's what he says. You kare shame the Trumas Meiser. You establish, you call out what part is the Trumas Meiser. V'machar hakol, you sell all the rest to any coin that you want. Chutz, except midmei truma, except for the truma that fell in, shinafla, and also midmei trumas meiser, how much trumas meiser shabbat that would be there. So that's extra step you have to do, because we have to repair, because we've got to give the right amount, sell the right amount, and give the right amount. Now, what about meiser sheni? What has to happen to meiser sheni? It's got to go to Yerushalayim. Okay. Well, I don't know if the coin wants to take Jerusalem, right? So now some truma fell into there. So what do we do? So v'im l'maiser sheni v'hektish nafla. But if this truma fell into maiser sheni and fell into hektish, what do we do? Hare elu yupadu. First, you redeem them, and what do you gain by redeeming them?
And you can have them.
They don't belong to hektish anymore. You don't have to take them to Jerusalem, and don't belong to hektish. Now, who is going to redeem it? Somebody's got to redeem it. Now, it's interesting. Let's think about this for a minute. They got to be redeemed at what value? I don't know.
Good question.
I'm not sure what the value is. Let's say the apples normally cost $1. So you'd redeem it the value plus 10%. But if they only can be sold to a coin, maybe the value is less. I'm not sure. My commentary doesn't say, I don't think yours does either. Now, who's going to redeem it also? Who's going to redeem it? The Yisrael is going to redeem it? Wait a minute. I could have taken this Yerushalayim, right? So now I'm going to lose money on this? I'm going to redeem it, and then that money all goes to the coin? Right? He has to pay money. What happens when you redeem it? Redeem Hekdash means you're sending a check to the base of Hekdash, no? Right? Where's the money?
Sanctity goes on the coins.
Okay.
And then the coins you can take to
Okay. And then what happens to the fruits? You keep.
Yeah.
You keep. Now, what are you going to want to keep? So you're going to spend money, and you don't even get to keep the coins. And then you're going to have to, then fruits, and then you're going to have to sell it at a cheap price to the coin. It's a big loss here.
You cannot keep the fruits and then the money?
It's, what are you talking about? It belong, it's all mixed up with truma. It has to go to the coin, right? You redeem it. Then you have to sell to the coin, except for the amount of truma that fell in. So what normally would it, what if it was chulin? He had 99 apples. What would he do? He would sell the 99 apples to the coin at a reduced price, get very little, and that was it. Okay, now what is he doing? He's redeeming. He's redeeming the fruits, and it falls onto the money at a 10% excess, right? And I guess he'll have to take that money to Yerushalayim. Yisrael's going to take the money to Yerushalayim, but then the fruits he sells to the coin. All right, so I guess he doesn't really lose out. It's just, well, he loses what he normally would have lost had it been chulin, right? And what if it's hektish? It belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Does the owner, who's the owner now? It's the Beis HaMikdash's. Yeah. So that's a much trickier case. Who in the world's going to want to redeem it? What are you going to do? You're going to pay money for it, to get it, to sell to the coin at a reduced price? That's where you got to get a guy who really does, likes to do mitzvahs. Because that's a real losing proposition. You're redeeming it at a 10% increase. Let's say the apples were worth $99. So you're going to spend $108 for them to sell it to the coin at a reduced price.
Losing on both ends.
So you got to be a tzaddik to do that. And we mentioned this. I think we mentioned Gemara talks about that. Somebody's got to do it, right? So that would happen. I could see how people would not be in a rush to do this. And that's a dangerous situation because now you've got this whole meduma truma. If people are going to eat it, it's going to be a big problem. And it's hektish. So usually you want to redeem it. So you have to have a tzaddik who comes forth and saves the day over here. Yeah?
If it's hektish, is he saying I'm going to give these apples? Or I'm going
Yeah.
To
no, no.
In general, so he's still on the hook for other apples?
No, no. He was made these 99 apples hektish. It belongs to Beis HaMikdash now. That was his gift to the Beis HaMikdash.
He should be on the hook for other ones because these ones are.
But it's not his anymore. He has no obligation to redeem it now. I don't have to redeem it. It belongs to Beis HaMikdash. Now, truma fell into it. It's not my problem. It's a big problem, but it's not my problem. Go tell one of the people of Beis HaMikdash to redeem it. You know, so it's going to have to be a tzaddik who's going to do this and not a regular person. Okay, we'll stop over here. It's a little after 10. We want everyone to be on time for davening tomorrow. Want to dance? Look at dance.
I didn't
Well, Martin's not here. Morty's not here. The big dancers aren't here.
Morty couldn't wait.
Okay, back, guys. All right, Kislevana was worth something, too.